Hi, I'm Mary Manso of Pathways Consulting Group. Last week, I talked about the lack of women in the technology industry and why it matters. To recap, when men and women work together, their complementary traits create innovation in the workplace, and technology is all about innovation. Although more companies are including women in their technology roadmap through succession planning, the percentages of women earning computer science degrees keeps decreasing. This approach won't solve the problem if women are not available for the roles. It's a vicious cycle. To break the cycle, we have to address the issue top-down and bottom-up in parallel. This week, we'll discuss some top-down approaches. Many organizations are taking action through gender equality programs and leadership development. Companies are pairing high-performing women with mentors regardless of gender. Mentors at a higher level in the organization help them prepare for their future and provide the visibility of what's needed to advance. Executives are insisting that non-discriminating policies be enforced. One client I work with doesn't reflect salaries to their hiring managers and controls all negotiations to ensure gender equality. Organizations like Women in Technology International are also addressing the issue. They inspire and advocate for women in the technology industry. This organization doesn't discriminate against gender, but instead works side by side to provide mentorship, to lead by example, to close the gender gap, and create interest for young women. Programs like this one, Women to Watch, are inspiring and encouraging more women to pursue leadership roles worldwide and influence women through their stories. There are more women advocacy organizations and mentorship programs being formed, and it's incredible. However, marrying the top down to a bottom-up approach is critical if we want to see results. Stay tuned for next week's segment where I'll address the bottom-up. You can reach me at mary@pathwayscg.com.